Hi, this is Joe Berger. I listen to Ron Amatron, Creation Light Shift Healing. Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Light Ship, and we're here to have another wonderful BBS program. So, let's see. Boy, what should we do tonight? I'll see if Annika's out there in the cyberspace telephone land here. So, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm out here in California, and we've got a beautiful day today. It's a bit cold, but it's good. So it's great to be on here with all of you, and great to connect with you over there on the East Coast. I know you've been to the New Life Expo this weekend in Manhattan, and we've got some calls coming up this coming weekend, and I will get back to those a little later. But right now, we're having an hour with Ron Amatron and the Creation Light Ship, and we usually talk about healing because that's the main reason for why the Light Ship is here. Maybe you want to talk a little bit about what is this time and why is the Light Ship here?
Well, the Light Ship is here to fulfill the ascension that it does every 2,000 years. When it's going to happen, only they know because they're in the present moment. So. But each day that goes by, it is getting the day closer. So that's about all I can say here. So let's, let's do some energy work. And we'll do another emotional clearing here for people. We do this on most of the programs. So here we go. Then I'll do some robotics for everybody. Here we go. So emotional clearing. Think of a trauma that you've experienced in the last few days. And we'll clear that. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, everybody. And let's do a robotic clearing. So let's work on our necks. Remember, this is the robotic programs that the aliens put on you so they can control you, so they can control your physical body just like you have a remote control that's wireless, we'll say, hooked up to something, and you can move it up and down, back and forth, and circles, whatever, and they have that ability to do that. And then they also have the ability to connect to your thinking through the mind consciousness that we connect to with our thoughts, which is universal mind, and this is the light of the darkness. This is why we don't want to be in the mind energy. So here we go. Let's release this now. So one, two, and kind of feel how your head is feeling. Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Boy, here we go. Again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So let's kind of move your heads, everybody. And let's just see how your head is responding to this here. Maybe you're going to have a little more movement with your head. Here we go. And I'll do it one more time. So move your head around. One, two, three, 4 and 5. And as you're doing that, I'll put Annika back on. So, Annika.
Well, that is really feeling something here for me anyway. And we are on fast chat for you guys who might not have been on with the Creation Light Chip before. And we'd love to hear of any comments and that sort of thing. It's a great way to connect with us all on fast chat. And we also do welcome call-ins today. The call-in numbers are under Station 1 on BBS Radio. There's a toll-free number, which is 888-815-9756. And there's a few other lines, and I'm just going to post them very shortly here on the fast chat. And in the meantime, Ron, it looks like a lot of people actually were at your... I just get that feeling. It seems like a lot of people are very tuned in there on the fast chat, but I don't really have questions yet. But maybe you can talk a little bit about what's going on right now and how you were at the New York Expo there. So I'm feeling like a few people might have been with you there.
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Was on the Strange Universe panel. That was yesterday. And I did three different lectures. And I normally take people outside after the lectures and we talk. So we had quite a following yesterday. And we had an extra two-hour lecture, basically, after that, when I spoke, being outside the lecture room. So we went in two actual rooms anyway. So anyway, that was a lot of fun. But, yeah, we're just talking about what's kind of happening here, how the different military soldiers are coming back from the future to fight aliens. These are specially trained. I don't know what word to use there. There's different words I could use. If you want to use the word, special forces, you could use that or other ones. But they're trained to fight aliens. So they're coming back from the future just under the year 2100. There's also some other ones coming here with them. They may already be here, but they're coming back from much more future timelines. So I'm seeing that. Right now we have probably, as I'm looking in the underground, as far as numbers, there's probably close to about 15,000 troops that are here, or men, I should say, that are physical, like us. Remember, they got transported there from the 1960s to, as I'm looking right now, to about 1998. And they were living on different timelines, so they're coming back here. So why are they coming back here to fight the aliens? Well, there was the big hit on Japan by the planet Nibiru, so that now is no longer in existence. The light ship took that out, I think, 1 or 2 days after the fact. And there are just a little bit of remnants left, I would say, at the least maybe 5%, 8% energy is still there that were maybe like satellite, maybe planets or something. So that planet is no longer around. And that was the ones that wanted to do genocide on Japan. And so that is no longer here. The reason why the soldiers are coming, and they... I think knew about this hit, I think, just before it happened. And then we had 2,000 appear. The reason is, in a nutshell, is that if our timeline here gets crashed, okay, crashed, terminated, destroyed by the aliens, taken over, going sideways to the dark side universes, there's going to be no future timelines where these people live. Which means they have, you know, families there too, you know, cities, everything that we have here, they have identical things on those timelines. So if that timeline that they're living on now gets destroyed, because this one here is no longer active, where we're living here, by going into a dark side universe with no light, then they have problems. And they're no longer going to be in existence either. So right now, it's, in a sense, like the battle for the Earth to get rid of the aliens. So that's the way I could probably say it the most simply. Remember, when this timeline happens to get disintegrated, if the aliens do that, then whatever is projected off there, this is like the main rock, we'll say, okay, where everything starts, and then it gets projected from here. So it's in linear time, so everything is like quartered into this particular timeline. Well, if this one disappears, so will they. So they, through their looking back on the past, we'll call it, okay, looking with hindsight, can see the past, just like we can see the past of our life, okay? And they can realize that this is a critical mass point right now, we'll say, to where things are starting to happen. And these people were trained for alien wars. So these are alien defense soldiers, okay? So they're here to fight the aliens off. And that's where we are. This is what the Lightship is doing also. So it's very interesting. And they're here. Boy, they were at the expo along all the walls, kind of like I'll just say, typically almost shoulder to shoulder in all the rooms there. And you could feel their presence. And if you were knew about it or could tune into it, it was very nice to sense this energy. So anyway, that's kind of where we are. I have, on the conference calls coming up here, I have two special events coming on Thursday and Saturday. And that's on the website. The one on Thursday is going to start at New York time at 6:30, I believe. And the Saturday one starts New York time at 2 o'clock. So you can use that for your time reference there. And these two events will be a conference call type workshop. You'll be able to hear what I'm talking about to the people in the room here also. And we also had the same type of just a one-way conversation with myself talking with the three lectures that I had at the expo. So anyway, very nice. Sunday is our eight-hour call, getting rid of the alien critters that reside in us. So, I don't know where to go from here. The expo was quite nice. A lot of people enjoyed the light infusion chamber, as always. And
yeah,
it's quite interesting.
Yeah, for these conferences that you were talking about, I just went to upcoming events and found it under there. So, if you want to listen to the conferences that are still on here now, for Thursday there's one at 3:30 Pacific Standard Time or 6:30 Eastern, or Saturday there's another one at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time or 2 p.m. Eastern. You can go to upcoming events and you will see it on there. And also, since we spoke about the robotics clearing, Ron, it's a very interesting clearing. I thought I'd mention where that is. So how I found it was I put in robotic under search term. You can also go to a list of all our online healings on the website and actually look under the category for all. And that's where you find the robotic mechanical body program clearing. For 1 month, it's $100. And it's really involved. It's wouldn't you say, Ron, it really goes through so much. I really recommend somebody to take that one seriously and concentrate, because there's a lot to do.
Yes, and I did samples of that at the lectures here, and everybody, again, felt the difference. At first, they don't realize that they can be controlled that way, and naturally, your mind's going to say, no way possible, until your body feels lighter afterwards. And then you have a new paradigm to look at, a new experience, and wonder what's happening to you. Like I say, you're not alone. So let's...
Yeah, and also I wanted to mention there, I think you gave the wrong date when you were talking about the troops, the 15,000 now, that were transported between 1960 and actually to the future in 2098. I think you mentioned 1998. So Maybe you want to mention that again, Ron.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's where they came from. From 1960 to 1998, different groups went off into the future. But there are about 15,000 men here right now. So, it's increasing, I think. So we'll just see what happens. The Lightship will be working, getting rid of, like we always do, aliens. So these are the ones that maybe they feel they're secure to work with, but they're here to protect the United States. So this is how you have to look at it. So that this is what the United States has for protecting the United States. It's like we have our military here on the surface doing things now and have always been doing things, you know, to make the country safe, feel safe or secure, using those terms, I guess. And so these were troops that were sent off into the future to look back on time to figure out, since we're on a timeline, remember, we're on a linear timeline, so everything that we're experiencing right now, in a sense, is real to them as they look back on it. So they know what's going to happen tomorrow, okay, unless the timeline gets shifted. So they do know where the attacks are coming, we'll say, if there are anything like that, because they can use hindsight. So that's the way the timelines work. They're normally always in stone this way, but, you know, the aliens can change it and switch it, but at least, you know, more than likely, hopefully, the forces are not going to go against a alien, you know, life form, ship or whatever, that has a lot more weaponry on it, more advanced technology than what they have. And I have not seen any of the UFOs yet that they could also bring in here. Those have not been shown to me yet, just the men. So this could be a very interesting couple of weeks here, because I do feel like they'll be bringing forth some of the alien spaceships here. And you might have a lot of sightings happening, so this might be groundbreaking for people to look up in the sky and to see UFOs all of a sudden appearing. And, you know, they would be our government's UFOs protecting us. So it's we'll see what happens. We'll have to see what other people see. So, you know, I look up in the skies maybe the next couple of weeks, because this is now in full force. So back to you, Hanukkah. And I think we had a beat maybe.
I thought it sounded like somebody's up there. Hello.
Yes, hi. I'm Larry. How are you?
Hi, Larry. Good.
Hi.
How are you?
So I had a question, Ron. Did the Japanese adults and also the Japanese one-year-old children, did they, any of them, ascend bodily into quarantine?
Very good question. Adults, a handful, okay. Children, I would say yes, maybe under one, yes, that would be correct. So they actually,
okay.
You know, did the ascension process. A handful of adults and a lot of children, so those are the ones that were able to connect fully with the bodies, their spirit with the bodies, without having the contaminations of judgment yet. So yes, that is correct, Larry.
Okay, I appreciate
that. Very nice,
that.
They got an early ascension.
Yeah, that's very good.
Yeah, we can all be 1 year old now, but we wouldn't want to be over there for what happened, but we can be out of here.
Ron, when I was doing the timelines also, there's I saw myself in Japan as a Japanese person, and it looked like I was a Japanese prototype with my DNA in a Japanese individual that was cross my DNA. Does that sound possible?
Yeah, anything's possible. Yeah, that could very well be possible.
Okay.
Because they can do things like that, that they out there that we don't see, you know.
So then I asked for the colognes to be taken to the light, because so I could get my healing 100% when I do them. Otherwise, if I do a healing, if I have 9 colognes out there plus me, then I get 1/10 of the healing.
Basically, that would probably be pretty correct, I would think, Larry. I won't say it's 100%, but that's a very good way of looking at it. You got a very scientific mind there.
Okay.
That opens up a whole new can of worms, and I'll have to check on that at some point here. in my very little leisure time to see what's going on. But yeah, that does sound quite something.
Okay, so, okay, well, thank you.
I'll just ask you, when you heard that, did you feel any changes in your body by clearing these other energies on the timeline crashes, as you were probably more in tune with those, you know, than your own?
I was. Are you speaking about general healing, the energies going through me?
Yes, as you were looking at doing more clearings for the other individuals that were replicated from you, in a sense, okay? Did you feel any of those energies getting released from you? Did you feel any of the negativity being released? Did you have maybe a couple of those may have died? Did you feel radiation poisoning and sickness? Did you feel your body aching and hurting, maybe as a building could have fallen on you? I'm just curious.
Well, I feel, first of all, the Japanese were destroyed in about 5 minutes, their homes and villages and relationships. They all went into the water in about 5 minutes, and they died because of the cold water. And, yes, I felt a fatigue, and I know they were all fatigued and tired, laboring in the water, struggling and dying, and I felt a fatigue come to me, and I felt like I was sort of sensing some of their energies in me. But then that fatigue was released after I did some timeline space releases, then I felt that fatigue was released from me. I felt like I was connected to them in a way of ancestry, DNA.
Aha. I'll have to check that out.
Interesting.
Yeah, very good. Very good.
So I know you're talking about the timeline clearings, Larry, just to kind of check in with you here, because this is really interesting. Did you ever do the other one, the all parallel clearing?
Parallel universe. Yeah, I've done that in the past. Yes, the parallel universe. Right. Mm-hmm. And I've asked for the bodies to go back to the light, and my body and spirit to come back to me, is what I've done.
Great.
Yes, I've done that quite a few times, I believe.
Sounds good. Yeah, I've felt a lot too. I've been feeling a lot myself all of a sudden, you know. It's been very interesting. So, yeah, can relate to all that. I guess a lot of people probably can. I see a lot of comments also about people saying how good I think it was Marie R. and maybe some other people are commenting here on how good the weekend was and all the clearings you were doing, Ron. So, a lot of people.
Well, I felt really surprised, extremely surprised when my relations just peeled away from me, and they were sort of connected to me, but they just peeled away from me instantly when I was doing the timeline healings and things, and instantly they were gone. I was not burdened by their connection anymore. It was just erased, and that was a big healing and release for me when that came about. And then I was able to have more consciousness, more understanding about different things that came in. That was a big awakening and a big healing for me to go through.
So great, yeah. It's
like something you couldn't believe it happened, but you saw it, but you couldn't believe it. But yet it was still affected you in a big way. So that was a tremendous change. So
yeah.
Now I'm more aware, and I'm seeing things from a lot more different vantage points than I did before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so are you more conscious, Larry, now? You know, let's just say that this event never happened, okay?
Uh-huh.
And you know, you just did this. You did a clearing for, you know, whatever this was for, not really knowing the intent, how and why, but you just did it because it was on the website. And how do you feel now consciously and, you know, mentally, spiritually, after having these energies released from you that you really knew nothing about before this? Do you feel more of yourself? Do you feel happier? You know, because remember, if you are connected to those energies, each culture has a given mindset on how they normally respond and behave to life itself. So I believe from my scene of Japanese people, they're a lot more serious than maybe our culture here. I don't know, you know. but to me they seem a lot more serious. So the serious, if I am correct, I'm not trying to be judgmental here, I'm just trying to, you know, just tell you what I see. Did that seriousness of that culture, of those people over there, bleed into your life throughout your whole lifetime? And do you feel less serious now? Just an interesting thing that I'm, you know, like to know about.
Well, it did seem the seriousness did come to me. I was a lot more serious, and it sort of was accepted by me. And then I saw their conditions and ways more than I did before. And then it did sort of release, where it wasn't burdening me, but I was aware of their seriousness, that it was really there, but it wasn't bothering me of any kind.
Okay. So, thank you, Larry. I think we had another beep there.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Hello, anybody out there?
Hi, it's Ed.
Hi, Ed.
Hi. Boy, it sounds like you had fun. I wish I could have gone. We just didn't have the bucks for the flight, and I didn't like the idea of being groped at the airport. But it sounds fantastic that you know, they lined the walls and all that on top of your protection. That's wonderful. What I'm calling about is, you told us that you were crashing the radiation timelines, and you also destroyed your bureau, and that the people from the future, the Earth Defense Fleet, was coming back to help out, and you told us not to put it up on any websites. What I'm curious about is why you said that, especially in light of the fact that the Galactic Federation channelers are taking credit for reducing the radiation levels. Where you crashed the 25 radiation timelines, they're taking the credit, and I couldn't say anything to refute it or preempt them. So is that ban still in effect, and can you talk about that?
Yeah, it's okay. I don't need to take any credit for any of that, you know, or the lightship doesn't, you know. I would rather just not have the information out there like that much.
The reason I'm asking is I was starting to do a series of taking news that you were, you know, divulging to us, and I was putting up Creation Lightship Activity Report. And then when you said, I don't want this up on a website, I can't say anything now. Because I figured it would be a way to...
Yeah, if you want to put it up, it's fine. It's okay.
Oh, okay. Because it's not really about...
I think it'd be fine, but I don't like sensationalism or grandstanding, you know. It's just, you know, it's not necessarily the credit, you know, or anything else. But, yeah, it does disseminate the truth of what's going on. But the people that possibly read those sites will just agree with it anyway, and whatever they read, whether it's you know, done by anybody, they'll think that's happening. So it's just the way it is. But yeah, if you wish to put it up, that would be fine.
Okay, because I figured I was solely doing it for the idea that here's like you do at the expos, where you go against everybody. Well, that's what the activity reports is. Here's news you're not going to hear anyplace else. And if you're interested, here's the website. So I was using
that sounds
as
good.
Kind of
that sounds good to help out a little. You know, people might understand that, you know, somewhat. That sounds fine to me.
Okay. Can I ask about Nibiru?
All I know is that it got hit instantly once they found out about it. When I looked at what was going on, I can't recall. The days are... you know, what happened seems like about 100 years ago to me, but as far as, boy, I got to go back in time here, a little rough. I would tell you that planet was taken out probably within about, about 45 seconds. Okay?
How big was it?
Let me see here. A little hard. It was pretty big. I'm trying to look at it. If I were to look at it, I'd say it's about, one that I'm seeing is about five times the size of the Earth here.
Oh. And it was artificially created, or was it a planet?
I don't know on that. All I know is that's where the energy cords came from.
Okay. Because what they're saying now was that the U.S. Navy drilled into these the submerged strata with submarines and put shaped-charged nukes in there, and that's where it came from. So I was wondering, is it all true in that Nibiru gave the order for, or the direction for the surface sweeps to be doing that?
Well, that could also be true. I don't know, you know. I don't know on that one. Very possible. I didn't feel any energy from HAARP on it. Some people were saying that I came from HAARP. I did not feel HAARP energy. So all I know is when I saw the energetic cords, that's where it came from.
Okay, so they could have been using energy-directed weapons from the planet itself?
Yeah, that's what it looked like to me, yeah. Uh-huh. And it could also have had other things happening, too. But that's how I perceived it.
Uh-huh. Man, I'm so glad you're here, Ron.
Thank you. Yeah.
Thank you for making this trip.
Yeah, thank you for making the choice of the trip.
Yeah, it's a long bus ride.
Okay, I'll get off now. Thank you.
Okay, you're very welcome. And I'll have to see that movie. Looks like Ren had something up here of...
Yeah, I see that too. Ren was mentioning a new movie that's coming out, or maybe has come out, Source Code. A soldier going back in time to avert a disaster. Sounds familiar.
I'm going to put up the link for. Star Trek. They had an episode where aliens were trying to incite us to have war so they could eat our energy.
That was very good. Yeah, put that
I'll
up.
Put that up in a minute.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Yeah.
Bye bye.
Thank you.
Anyway, that's kind of what's going on here, you know, what I can see in my neck of the woods. So, but we had a wonderful event here at the expo. Met a lot of nice people, as always, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I saw several comments, Ron, about people really enjoying it. And, yeah, a lot of people seem very excited about getting to hear more of the what's really going on here and what we actually that realizing that we have not been told the truth. It's interesting. And unfortunately, that's a bit of a disappointment. But to find the truth is so wonderful. And Ed just put up on the fast chat now, I just see that he put up that link to YouTube, and it's Alien Living on Energy. And it was kind of a fun way of looking at it, even though it's absolutely not fun. But we do know that having a bit of humor can help. So thank you so much, Ed. So go to the fast chat and check that out after the show here. And after the show, you also have some other things going on. I know this Saturday... Okay, so maybe I should mention, is that about the, are you saying that's from 1967?
Yeah, I think that was Star Trek in 67
that,
or something.
Is that to do with the video, Ron?
It was quite a while ago, and it's just a lot of stuff put together.
Are you talking about that video?
Of different things. So it is kind of funny.
Yeah, and I also saw Ron Paul and other people talking on there. It's interesting. And lots of references to different politicians and stuff. So, yeah, and this Source Code movie, A Soldier Going Back in Time to Avert a Disaster that Rem was talking about, thank you for putting that up there. I haven't looked at that yet, but I did see that that was going to be showing soon. So that sounds very interesting. We also talked about a different one recently that... is very interesting to see the Adjustment Bureau. It's another movie that's out there. So what's coming up with Ron and the Creation Light Chip? You have some calls coming up this coming weekend. And you also have the expo conferences on the 24th and the 26th. And we have the 8-hour intensive again on the 27th. That's coming up on this Sunday. And you are on BBS 4 times a week, also on Wednesday and Friday and Saturday. We actually go to the light ship, so you get to go with Ron to the Creation Light Ship and experience what that's all about. And you also do conference calls, three of them throughout the week. So there's always a way to experience more healing. And, of course, we have, I think you have about over 500 clearings online. So you can always do healing active 24/7. So that's fantastic. I might have missed some of the... I'm going to go back here and see if I missed things from the fast chat, Ron. I'll hand it over to you.
Okay, so let's do another clearing here. We could do the jellyfish that sit on the top of your head, and we'll get those off here if we can. So here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. Getting them off here. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that should help you. We'll get rid of some of the orb energies. So one, those are the scouts, we'll say, that connect to you to communicate to the jellyfish also. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And just think of the movie Avatar. And in Avatar, they had these, tree of life there, we'll call it, or whatever, the mind control tree with the tentacles coming down and the little things kind of floating up and down, you know, hopping around to connect to people and things. So that's kind of what that was. That's your orbs, and the tree is a jellyfish connecting to all things, and you have the jellyfish on your head connecting to another jellyfish on someone else's, you know. That's how you have them connect to each other, just like... when the gentleman, I forgot his name now, Jake or something, plugged himself into that flying bird, said, "You are mine now." So it's a movie all about mind control. I don't know if the people who made the movie realized that. I think they may have been more into special effects, I don't know. You know, I don't know if they're even conscious of what they put out. They could be, you know, interesting to find out if they... I know they made a movie about mind control, but, that's just the way it is. Things get brought down here from mass consciousness. And so we have, I don't know if this is a question or not from Trent, but it says future world is going on in future timeline, but somehow at same time as this one, in parallel, not sure how to word it correctly. Yeah, so yeah, everything is, remember the dark side, put you into parallel timelines. So when we do timeline crashing, we're doing typically a timeline crash, for the ones that you're on right now. And there are future and past timelines too. So if you are on the future one, it will look like the life now, but it's just maybe the same timeline, but in a different location. And then it could also be another timeline in the future, or maybe you're actually older than what you are now. So it's all different ways of looking at it, how they can change the energy. But it all deals with time, and it deals with how you're created in a hologram in time. And remember, you know, is the room next to you that you're sitting in really there? You know, are the aliens that's projecting you on a timeline, since we're on one here? We're not on the real timeline of the Earth. We're on the timeline that we're living on, which is real, okay? So is the hologram being manufactured and existing being turned on, you see? Let's just say you have a fish tank in the next room and the fish are living there. And, you know, did they actually just turn off the projector and the fish are still living but it's not being lit up? Or do they turn the light off, we'll say, on the projector? So that takes a lot of energy to create an image, you know. So maybe they just turn the bulb off and it's still running. That's why your fish don't die. And maybe why, you know, they age also. So, and then you start to walk into that room, open the door up, and wow, lo and behold, it's now an experience that you're looking at because it does appear to be real to you. But when you walk out of the room and close the door, what you don't see with your eyes may not even exist at all. So that's kind of something you may want to look at. Just think of how much energy has to be emitted in a hologram. In many, 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 many holograms, you know. And why not just not have them activated until somebody approaches it? Just kind of like the movie Adjustment Bureau, you see. If you look at that way, you know, and they're adjusting the time just before you enter into a situation. So it doesn't really exist, and they can move you back in time, just like rewinding a tape. So anyway, you know, you can look at it different ways. I'm sure there's all other ways to look at it too, but just information.
Mm-hmm.
And what you see is, you know, something that might seem very, very sci-fi right now after you see it, then it sort of blends into your current consciousness, and eventually you understand it. And you go, yeah, I understand this now. So another way of looking at it, let's just say that you had, we'll just say a math class a long, long time ago when you're going to school. And you were to revisit and look at those same problems now that you had in school. Very possibly, you may have the ability now to solve that problem without doing any homework and revisiting, you know, the book on how to do something, because it's already in your consciousness and it's already worked out through other timelines, okay? So that's interesting, too. We normally think that we get better at what we're doing by physically doing something over and over and over again, but maybe it's already done for us as time goes on. So, and then you just master a skill, you know, as you pick it up over again. You know, it's kind of like riding a bicycle, you know. Your first time on a bike might be difficult, and then you master it, and maybe you want to ride a bike, you know, 50 years later. So you get on a bike, and it's very easy for you. Everything is done. Maybe you're riding a bike on other timelines. So for you, just get on it, you know, is no problem. Might be a little sore sometimes, you know, on the seat because you're not used to the seat. But maybe everything else works perfectly because maybe on a timeline you're riding a bike every day. So back to you, Annika.
Yeah, it's all very interesting, and the more we do timelines, I see Trent, it would be nice to get rid of all the timelines. I saw that comment somewhere, and I totally agree with that, that we all feel that way. So get on there, do the timeline crashing. It's online. It's on thecreationlightship.com, and you can do them all there for yourself, for your emotional issues, for dreams, and for places, and it is fantastic, and I wish, like you do, Trent, that it would be nice to have that all being done. So the more we do, the more we help. And Questing was mentioning, my calves and ankles are trimmers thanks to your parasite removals. Thank you. And so what Larry did, what you did, Ron, after we spoke to Ed and Larry there, you did remove some jellyfish and some orb energies, and I thought I might want to mention that the orb clearing is a whole lifetime clearing that you can also get to on the website, so you can actually remove it from your whole lifetime. And if you feel the samples that Ron is doing here on the show, it's usually a very good indication that to do the whole lifetime would be something very beneficial. So it's a lot of comments, Ron, but I don't see really questions here. But maybe you want to talk a little bit about the robotics and maybe the parasite clearings that we have on your website.
Okay, the parasitic life forms are under the alien attack removal. That price is, I think it's $10 a week. And it's $30 for the month. And so some people say, gee, how do I know if I'm under attack? Now, this seems kind of weird to me, you know. Well, if your body kind of jumps or shakes when you're going to sleep, or you wake up and you jerk a lot, or you start jerking and jumping around with your feet and legs, It's because they're putting pins into you. So I'm working on those alien ships now. I've been doing that for probably a week and a half, along with the stuff in Japan, but working on getting rid of those ships that are projecting these poisonous pins into us here. So that's what I'm doing. And, you know, if you ever see a baby that a mother's holding and the baby's crying, you don't know why it's crying. It could be, you know, maybe fast asleep or, you know, being very well behaved, and it starts jumping around, wiggling its legs and jerking as the mother's holding it. Well, guess what? You know, that's probably caused by the baby. You know, why would a baby cry when it's perfectly content? You have to look at this as like, what's going on here? So it's more than likely the pins being put into the baby's feet by the aliens to control it. I will talk about, I mentioned this too at the lectures, I believe the controlling things that people have, one of them is numbers. So, and this works also with the robotic clearing. So just know that, we'll say you're watching TV, you know, and it's getting to be late, and you have the clock, we'll say, to the right of your TV. Maybe you have it on, you know, your video player or something, you know. So you're watching your TV, and all of a sudden it turns to 11:11, but you don't know that quite yet, okay? It's now at 11:10, and then all of a sudden it hits 11:11, and automatically your head turns, we'll say, to the right to look at that digital clock, and it goes 11:11, and you go, wow, that's something, you know, I'm seeing 11:11 again. Well, that's the way you know that you are connected to the alien somehow to mind control you. Remember, they're already, they want to see how much they're controlling you. So that's one of their key points, is those numbers to make you turn your head. Now, we'll say that you have yourself watching the TV and someone else in the room. Maybe they're not controlled and you are. They don't turn their head to see what time it is exactly at 11:11. Because they're not hooked up to that particular program. Or maybe they just, you know, never got hooked up to it for some reason. But we'll say for you, you turn your head, and you don't know why you're turning your head, but that's a confirmation that you have been connected and are connected to a program, and that's a validation for the aliens. And there's probably somebody watching, and they go, yep, we got them. He turned his head or she turned his head to see our 11:11, which is validation for us that they're programmed. And maybe it's other numbers that seem to be synchronistic to you that pop up. So just know that that's there. And you may want to try the natal chart clearing, and you can put numbers in there. And by doing so, you will not resonate to that number, which may take away that program. So remember, if you don't have a resonance to a number, then you're not going to be turning your head. So they're tagging you with that number. They also use symbols and things, different types of clothing. So you might look around and just see what you have in your room that repeats itself a lot, because they can tap you into a particular maybe object or pattern. So that's just one way of looking at it. So if you're one of those 11:11 people, and, you know, naturally going to tell you that it's some spiritual energy, you know, you could probably type it in on Google search and see what 11:11 really means, and they will really tell you that it's something. And I'm sure that 111 means something else, and, you know, maybe 1234 means something else too. But a lot of people like to get the same numbers, you know. And anyway, just information for you. So if you are seeing numbers all the time, that's just telling the aliens that they have you hooked up. They know, this program that we installed in this person now is working perfectly because we activated the remote control. You know, they pushed the button for you to turn your head, and your head responded, and you saw 11:11, which they saw through you, and they go, this one's hooked up. So scary, isn't it?
Yeah.
Back to you, Annika.
Yeah. I know, because it's happening still to me, and I got to do, you reminded me to do the NATO barcode removal again, and that's another one that you just mentioned. So let me mention to everyone here that it's on the website. You go down, scroll down a little bit. Underneath the other clearing we were talking about, which is the alien attack removals, you come to alien barcode removals. And, yes, we do have alien barcodes to remove on, off of us as well. So under there, you will see one called the NATO barcode removal, and that is the one to use to get rid of those numbers, and you can get rid of anything that's kind of courting you by your name, by your different names, by different things around you, your street address, your car number, and that sort of thing. Maybe you want to add a few there, Ron.
Yeah, you know, it's anything that you relate to that's connected to you. You know, it could be an old house address, could be maybe your license plate. It's just things, you know, remember, we work with letters and numbers here. It could be your nickname.
I do see Tina says, I cleared my ATM card PIN and cannot remember it now.
Well, you got to put it on your forehead, Tina, then look here, but make sure you write it backwards.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, I don't have the energy tonight to do this clearing, so I'm going to do it on Wednesday. I should be pretty much up and running.
Yeah, you've had a busy weekend.
And got the booth taken apart late and got to sleep late and then had to get up early to move it again. So
uh-huh.
On Wednesday, what I want to do is some more release of the spirits from Japan. And also I want to do, which I haven't done yet, is their emotional bodies of these people. So I want to do that on Wednesday.
Yeah, good, great. I actually saw that that was asked by Ren or somebody here before, too. So, great. We went through that. And the alien attack removals, which is the one that you mentioned before, which is 10 per week and $30 a month, is also on the website. And I can just mention a little bit that you can actually remove on there. The alien abductions removal, the alien mind control removal, parasitic life form removal, and alien and web attack removal. You can actually put in websites that you've been going to or you deal with, even the website we are on now. And it doesn't matter. It's nothing bad to anyone. It will only do good things. Maybe we can talk about that, Ron. Maybe we can talk about how the light will never cause anything, and it will only remove darkness. Do you want to talk about that?
Yes. Yeah, that is correct. Yeah, so the light is a non-judgment. So when it sees judgment of any type from your thoughts or programs in you, then it just takes them away. So all these things will have a condition on them. This is why we look at the numbers as a number doing something, or your name is doing something, so it has a judgment attached to it. So it has a purpose, let's put it that way. So purpose, judgment, words, you know, different ways of saying this here. So basically, I just see it as a way that they can keep tabs on you. You know, maybe you might even type in maybe the color of your hair. I don't know, that might be something too, or, you know, green eyes, blue eyes, brown eyes, black eyes. So, you know, I just don't know what else you could put in there, but I'm sure you could have fun. But just kind of take a note and see how you relate. A lot of people, when they type their name in, they're not as sensitive to people calling their name anymore. You know, remember in the old days, you know, if you're in a room and, like in school, as a young child, and the teacher says your name, you know, you like jump to attention typically because it's you. You know, maybe that's a way that they can you know, keep tabs on you because your body jerks a lot, you know. Maybe there's a program in there to do that. But that's why you have the, you know, the natal chart up there. I'm going to, at some point, probably maybe combine the two clearings. I have people ask about combining the time and the space one. I got to think on that. It's a little more difficult because sometimes, like the one for radiation, you don't want to bring that space energy to you. That's why I initially probably did not want to do it, not really knowing what's going to happen in the future, because you don't want to bring a body that is yours floating in the beyond with radiation to you on a timeline. Remember, I mentioned you might be living in Japan in a parallel lifetime, and this happened. So you have the radiation, maybe even died there. So when the timeline gets crashed and your body's dead, we'll say, or it could be even be living, okay, and it's full of radiation because you were maybe even working in the plant or next to it, you don't want to bring that to you because this brings in the cellular memory of that experience completely. This is why I say you want to be, you know, extra careful when you do that clearing and not do anything else. So you don't want to get sick by bringing in something like that to you. So that's why I never combined it to begin with, not knowing the reason why typically, but I knew it was very important to have them separate. And also that's probably the reason why I waited a month to put up the space-time crash. So I will put up another one, which is the one to get rid of the billboard, I'll just call it that, that could be used out there. Because remember, maybe the scenes and all that information is still there, you know, without you being inside of that program. So the program could still be active out there, but not used yet, ready to go. Maybe you just need some batteries put in it, you know, so it'll move around, you know. So we'll be doing a clearing for that to crash that particular maybe dream that you always have, you know. Maybe your dream is the same as someone else's dream. They just change the people in the dream, you know. So I'm going to be putting that clearing up, and that may also benefit you. So I'll just see if I can maybe attach it to one of the other ones there. I'll have to just see when I start doing it if it turns into a lot more complication, because they are kind of lengthy clearings now, and I don't want to cause your body to go through so much or too much for each clearing, because they are a little lengthy for the work being done on you. So, looks like our show's about over here.
Yes, we're coming up to the end now. So we're going to have to say thank you to everyone listening, and tune in later on for BBS on Wednesday then, and hopefully, Ron, you've had some time to rest as well.
Yeah, so I don't know what other times you would not want to bring yourself back on a space time. Stephanie's asking that.
Maybe it's as long as it's relating to yourself and not a big event.
Yeah, I would assume so, yeah. So we probably should get off to allow the next people to have their program. So blessings to all of you. As we're signed off here, I'll energize the light being on the monitor screen so you can have some peace energy. So blessings to everybody, and we will see you Wednesday on BBS, 7 o'clock Pacific, 10 o'clock Eastern. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Veronica.
Bye.